almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads.
Oh yeah, country roads. Take me home to the place. Man, is that a great jam. Yeah, West Jamaica. Anyway, how's everybody doing this morning? It's a Monday morning. Stu Daniels in here, filling in for Matt Flynn on Matt Flynn Direct. On a Monday morning, a quick note about the weather outside. Please allow some extra time if you're going out and you have to drive to work or wherever you're going. There is also a winter weather advisory in effect, I think, until about noon today. Supposed to get a couple more inches of snow, possibly. And I think we're expecting between 2 and 4 inches total by the time it wraps up later on today, probably around noon. So be careful if you're heading outside. Anyway, in the previous segment, we were talking about the cost of misinformation and the cost that Ukrainians are paying right now for the misinformation that is being spread throughout Russia by Vladimir Putin. And we talked about an article, it's in the New York Times today about this subject. What is the cost of misinformation? The people in Russia don't believe it when their relatives from Ukraine tell them their cities are being bombed, children are dying, and more than a million refugees have already fled Ukraine. And the reason is because Putin has shut down all independent news outlets, newspapers, radio stations, TV stations, and even the social media messages are being censored. We've seen some protests in Russia against the invasion of Ukraine, but most of the people in Russia have no idea of what's actually going on. And getting back to that story in the New York Times, it says here, the relatives, the ones in Russia who aren't aware of what's going on, have essentially bought into the official Kremlin position that President Putin's army is conducting a limited, quote, special military operation with the honorable mission of denazifying Ukraine. Mr. Putin has referred to the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, a native Russian speaker with a Jewish background, as a drug-addled Nazi in his attempts to justify the invasion. These narratives are emerging amid a wave of disinformation emanating from the Russian state as the Kremlin moves to clamp down on independent news reporting while shaping the messages most Russians are receiving. An estimated 11 million people in Russia have Ukrainian relatives. Many Ukrainian citizens are ethnic Russians, and those living in the southern and eastern parts of the country largely speak Russian as their native language. You know, it's hard to believe any of this is even going on. If you want to get involved in the conversation, feel free to give us a call, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Matt Flynn Direct. Stu Daniels filling in for Matt today. Wondering what your opinion is of what's going on. Is there anything that we could do? What can we as United States citizens possibly do to make a difference in what's going on? Getting back to this story, it says here, excuse me, it says here that Russian television channels do not show the bombardment of Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, and its suburbs, or the devastating attacks on Kharkiv, Mariupol, Cherniv, and other Ukrainian cities. They also don't show the peaceful resistance evident in places like Kherson, a major city in the south that Russian troops captured several days ago. and certainly not the protests against the war that have cropped up across Russia. Instead, they focus on, I had a electronic malfunction, so I'm getting back to the story where I was just at. It says, instead, they focus on the Russian military's successes without discussing the casualties among Russian soldiers. Many state television correspondents are embedded in eastern Ukraine and not in the cities being pummeled by missiles and mortars. Recent news reports made no mention of the 40-mile-long Russian convoy on a roadway north of Kyiv. So people in Russia, they don't even know about this 40-mile-long convoy. They don't know about the dead soldiers that are going to be coming home in body bags. They have no idea any of this is going on. They think it's some kind of a military exercise, and that the Ukrainian government has to be stopped because it's filled with Nazis. You know, there aren't even words to describe how crazy that is. The president of Ukraine has a Jewish background. All right. It says on Friday, this is in the article from the New York Times, it says Russia also banned Facebook and Twitter to try to stem uncontrolled information. So again, Russians don't have access now to Facebook and Twitter, so they can't get any information from people outside of the country about what's really going on. All this, Mr. Katsurin, the guy who owns the restaurant, said, explains why his father told him, quote, there are Russian soldiers there helping people. They give them warm clothes and food. Mr. Katsurin is not alone in his frustration. When Valentina Kramer wrote to her brother and sister in Russia to tell them that her son had spent days in a bomb shelter in the Kyiv suburb of Bukha because of the intensive fighting there, she was also met with disbelief. Quote, they believe that everything is calm in Kyiv, that no one is shelling Kyiv, Ms. Kramer said in a phone interview. She said her siblings think the Russians are striking military infrastructure, quote, with precision, and that's it. So they're being told that only military infrastructure is being bombed with precision. In other words, there aren't casualties outside of the military infrastructure. So we have been looking at this article from the New York Times. The headline of the article, Ukrainians find that relatives in Russia don't believe it's a war. This was posted originally yesterday and updated a couple of times since then. We're going to take a break in just a minute. If you have something to add to the conversation, please give us a call. Number is 844-967-2789. I'm Stu Daniels, Stu Man, the newsman, with Sam Butson on the controls at the radio station. It's a Monday morning, snowy Monday morning. Hope you're doing okay so far. Feel free to give us a call. By the way, you can also text us at that same phone number, 844-967-2789. And if you want to send me an email message, you can always do that. My email address is stumanradio, Stu is spelled S-T-U, stumanradio@gmail.com. All right, so give us a call. We'll discuss a little bit more about this, about what's going on in Russia, the fact that misinformation can be very costly, can be very expensive, and we are paying the costs these days, not only with the crisis in Ukraine, but it may be hitting a little closer to home as well. And we'll discuss that on the other side of the